Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Dorothy Sitt is a psychiatrist with Northwestern Medicine. And Dr. Sitt, we thought we'd talk to you for a couple minutes today because of this time change and the darkness. And a lot of people have big problems with depression this time of year. I know you've studied mood disorders and light treatment. What's the solution for folks who are really affected by all this?
Yeah, so bright light therapy is an indication for the treatment of seasonal depression, but I could probably try to explain to you first what that is. Seasonal affective disorder, also known as winter depression, happens in the fall and the winter. It is, you know, certainly highly associated with the time change, but more so with the change in the amount of light, or what we call the photoperiod, the amount of light, the duration of light during the day. So some people are very sensitive to this change. They may experience depression in a sort of in a major way or even in a minor way. People who have it may feel low or depressed, very tired. They may need to sleep more. They're more hungry and just overall sluggish. And it really affects how they function and how they work, being able to enjoy things. And so what we are looking at and what we've found, you know, people in the field have found that it's very helpful to do, you know, to do a few things, to really try to regulate the sleep and to, you know, use a device that we call bright light, a bright light therapy device that is a unit that measures, it's a pretty sizable unit. It's like the size of your computer monitor, measures about 12 by 13 inches and produces strong light, bright white light that shines on your face, sort of placed at a level that's at eye level, not too close, maybe 12 inches away. People use it every day for about 20, 30 minutes. And by daily using it daily, it can really help people feel better. It can provide an uplift in their mood, improve their energy, and kind of consolidate their sleep. The light is, you know, it's a clinical unit. It's there's so much on the market. But we really try to encourage people to, you know, talk with their physicians, see their clinicians, whether in their primary care or their internist or the psychiatrist, and talk it over with them, get monitored, and maybe they can go over some options.
Do you know, and do researchers know yet, why some people develop the SADs, as they're called, and others don't?
Yeah, so SAD or seasonal affective. It certainly may be what we call an inherited or genetic traits. It certainly can run in families. Some people speculate whether it could be, you know, where we live in the globe. Certainly people who are in, like, closer to the Arctic or closer to the Antarctic are experiencing, you know, major changes in the amount of light depending on the season, and that can certainly affect how they feel. But we don't really have sort of solid evidence on that. Mainly, it can't. I would say it's likely more so to run in families.
And does it affect women more than men?
Interesting. So I would say that, you know, women may be affected by depression, major depression, a little bit more than men. But the seasonal affective effect women more than men. I would have to go back to literature on that. That's a really good question.
I know that talking, my unscientific studies indicate it affects more women than men, but I'm a bad person to ask because I kind of like gloomy days. I like putting my head in a dark box to feel better, so don't go by what I say. And I read somewhere that walking outside even 20 or 30 minutes a day can make a huge difference. Is that true?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the literature on exercise is growing all the time. And indeed, years ago, a study done in Switzerland examined people tried to see if they would feel better in the winter if they took daily walks for 20 to 30 minutes a day. And indeed, that they found that it was a lot better than what they were doing at home without any kind of exercise. So certainly, as part of the treatment, we would suggest that people try to add in daily aerobic exercise for you know, good, you know, half an hour every day to help provide that uplift in addition to using the light box.
Dr. Dorothy Sitt, psychiatrist with Northwestern Medicine. And can you answer this once and for all? People get mad at me when I refer to my shrink. Are you offended by that term, doctor?
Oh, you know, that's so great. I absolutely am not offended. It's just, to me, a term of endearment, I would hope.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. And how's your internet? Everything working at your place?
I'm still going to be on the phone with them, or I may need to drive into the office and see if it's working better there. But thank you so much.
Yeah, we've got a big outage. Yeah, we'll get to that at 8 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Dr. Sitt, thank you for the very timely good advice. Appreciate it very much. Take care.
Bye. Nice to talk. Bye.